We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A little interesting report out here. Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 3:20 today, and she's actually just posted a story saying that the Browns will be picking up the fifth-year option on Greg Newsom. It's a matter of when, not if, and says definitively they will not be trading Greg Newsom. Dustin, your thoughts?
I'm sort of happy about it, to be honest with you, because I think he's a really good player. If the value's not there to, you know, recoup a second-round pick or something like that, at least, I would not do it. So you've got three excellent corners in this league. You've got to be able to rush the passer, and you got to be able to cover the, it's a passing league, man. And the Browns have three of the best. So I'm totally on board with this.
You and I actually are closer than I think people have perceived this week. I think people have misinterpreted my willingness to trade Greg as an eagerness to trade him. I think if you're going to move on from Greg in the next 2 years, this is the year it makes sense to explore that value. I know you can, well, you can still trade him next offseason. You're not going to get the same value because he'll be getting paid more. It'll be his fifth year, and then you have to pay him. And like we see like prime time players, like Brian Burns 2 years ago with 2 years on his contract was worth two first round picks by the LA Rams. This year he's on a franchise tag. So again, effectively a 1 year deal. He was traded for a 2 and a 5. Because the NFL, the new trend is, well, I don't have to give up a premium asset for this guy and then sign the guy and spend $100 million guaranteed, something like that. So I'm not eager to move Greg. What I will say is, until they pick up the fifth-year option officially, I also kind of read this is, listen, the Browns have kind of hardlined it. I would imagine if like right now, and I'm just trying to think of who is in the, if Arizona offered the 35th pick for Greg Newsom and maybe a fourth round pick, I would guarantee that Greg Newsom would be on his way to Arizona. So if Greg Newsom is here, I would imagine it's a sign that nobody was willing to give up the kind of value that would motivate the Cleveland Browns. And I think you have to be okay with that. Like, if you can get pretty ridiculous value, give it to me. Because there's right now, like you and I talked about this earlier. You said Jonathan Brooks at 54. I mean, there is Ladd McConkey, who's a wide receiver, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
McConkey is going to the Bills.
He is going to the Bills?
No, I don't know. I think it's a good chance. A lot of mocks have him going to the Bills at 33.
Tavondre Sweat, Junior Colson, Jatavion Sanders, Cooper DeJean. Johnny Newton, Jackson Powers Johnson. I mean, there's a lot of names here that I think if you were able to swap out Greg Newsom's next 2 years for 4 or 5 years of that player, I think there is a lot of value. But we'll see. I mean, I don't – so let me put it this way. When I saw how the cornerbacks fell last night, again, what was it, 14 players, offensive players drafted before the first defensive player? It was Latu. It was then Murphy of Texas, the defensive lineman of Seattle. And then the rest of the first round was pretty much, all right, you take an offensive player, we'll take a defensive player. I mean, the first cornerback, I mean, what
was it like 20?
It was Quinyon Mitchell at 22, I think.
22 to the Eagles.
And so I kind of...
I knew that kid was going to be a stud.
Man,
I've been covering him for a long time.
Could you have put him on a better spot? Like, or you're going to Philly, where, oh, by the way, they know something about developing their draft picks and putting guys in a spot. They might as well pencil that kid in for $100 million 5 years from
you
now.
You see his interview after he got drafted,
it's too? It's really cool.
Dude, it seems like a just totally genuine down-to-earth dude. And what's really cool, man, is like he had other offers. He's from Toledo, went to Toledo, and now he's a first-round pick. I think the first-round pick out of Toledo ever, right?
Did you see what Nick Saban said about him?
No, what'd he say?
He said, Nick Saban, by the way, said that they didn't break any rules in there at Alabama. But in the transfer portal, when it opened, they tried like crazy to get him to enter the transfer portal. They were hoping that he did. He was their number one target, and he never entered it.
See, I knew he said that about somebody. I didn't know who he said it about, though. I didn't know that was about Quinyon Mitchell. But like,
he did say something about how Drake May left them.
Oh, yeah.
He's committed to them and left.
Yeah. So, you know what's interesting, though?
He's like, I should be pissed off.
So, when Quinyon was the first corner off the board, and I think it was Terrion Arnold went a pick later or two picks later to Detroit, there really wasn't a significant run on corners, and that's kind of the moment I thought the chance to trade Greg Newsome for real value went off the board. Because I for Greg to have value, to scare a team into to giving up maybe a little bit more than they would have wanted to, you probably would have needed like McKinstry to go off the board, Cooper DeJean to go off the board. I actually think that's – Cooper DeJean's your boy.
Well, I mean, it's obvious, okay? I mean, let's be real.
He's representing the brand.
He's representing the unicorns here.
What happens if he's there at 54?
Well, here's the thing. When he's drafted, folks, he's a white corner. Okay, let's just get it out there. Okay. I was a white corner. There's not any.
What?
There haven't been any in a long time.
Yeah.
So when he gets drafted, I'll laugh my ass off if they do the exact same thing they did to me.
Try to move him to a safety spot?
Well, yes. But here's what they did. Literally on the screen, put safety next to my name when I got drafted.
Yeah.
When I never played safety in college. How about that?
Well, who was it?
The nerve of these people.
Who was it last night? There were multiple people. Cooper DeJean is tested out of the roof athletically.
Listen, I was a really good athlete, could jump, run, all that stuff. This guy's like way better than I was.
And they were even talking about him.
He's a corner.
Was it McFarland? God, by the way, can we fire his ass into the sun when it comes to the NFL draft? I couldn't stand him on Monday Night Football. I thought the Boogermobile was funny. When they moved him to the booth, it killed him for me.
It's funny he caught the Bookermobile.
But like now, like last night, it like does he pay attention to the college game? I do think it was Booger that said, Cooper DeJean,
he
might have to
do some college football stuff on ABC. Does like the halftime shows and postgame shows, stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure it was him that said Cooper DeJean to safety, and I was like, why don't you at least try him at corner?
Try him. Like, he played corner his whole career, basically.
When I say try him, I mean, why not give him a real chance? His value, safeties have value. I'm not trying to say they don't. But if he's got the goods to play outside, if he has even a chance to be a really good corner, why wouldn't you try that before fading him inside? You know what I mean? Like, to me...
It's just silly.
Well, to me, like...
I'm telling you right now, people in the league... Look at the skin color of a white corner, and they just won't. They don't want to put him out there. They think he's not athletic enough.
And you're not the only one that says that. You know who?
Dude,
who backs you
I'm
up.
Telling you right now. When I got drafted by Minnesota, I had a coach that came up to me and said, "We're moving you to safety. I'll never put a white corner out there."
You want to say his
name? And it was a white guy. No, I'm not saying no names.
I'm kidding.
I was pissed.
Well, but you're backed up by guys like Brian McFadden. Like, was it RC that backed you up as well?
In Minnesota?
No. The people have come out and said the same thing about you. That you were only moved to safety.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you're like a yearly podcast topic.
I pop up every once in a while.
It's like Bomani's talked about it. BMAC has talked about it. There's somebody else I'm forgetting that's just been like, yeah, Dozen Fox should have been a corner in the NFL. Somebody said, like, who was a good NFL corner was like, he tested better than me.
It was just funny, man.
This still piss you off?
Yeah.
I I just think for all
I didn't
credit,
have a body type to play safety.
For all... Okay, can you explain that? For like people who might not understand the body type difference between corner and safety.
So I wasn't... I'm more of... Kind of like a...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sam linebacker now. But anyway, I was 191 pounds. I was 5'11". My arms were really long when they measured them, big hands, and was really good in press coverage. And so that was why, and I had good speed. So to me, that's what I could, I loved being in man coverage and playing corner.
I kind of feel like this is the IQ test. I
guarantee you, if they draft him, if someone drafts him here in the second round, I think he'll go pretty quick tonight. Because I mean, he's a freak athlete. If someone puts him at corner, it'll change the whole dynamic of what people think about that position.
So can I ask you if let's say at 35, I just keep going there because Arizona has a lot of picks and they might be a team that could use like a legitimate versatile corner like Greg Newsome. Let's say they call our old friend Andrew Berry and they say, we'll give you a 35, maybe another fourth rounder. I'm getting greedy now. And the pick they make at 35 is Cooper DeJean. Would all of a sudden you be a fan of trading Greg Newsome?
Yes. Not because I want – it has nothing to do with Cooper DeJean. Yes, yeah. I'm a fan for sure. But I think it has to do with the idea of getting a rookie corner and getting out of the Newsome deal and having to pay him.
Yeah. Because I don't think – I think, listen, if you don't trade him, I do think picking up the fifth-year option is a no-brainer. I mean, like they picked up the fifth-year option on Jed. You know, if the player has played at least respectably, yeah, go ahead. And it's not, like, arduous to pick up that fifth-year option. You're not, like, up Cap Creek, so to speak. I think you should always pick up the fifth-year option if you still like the player. So, like, but I do think you've got to have a real conversation. I think we just get really enamored with re-signing guys because – well, how are you going to replace him? I think inevitably the question with Greg is he worth what you're going to have to pay him? And is his value that he brings, can it be replaced? And I think the toughest thing, and I've said it all week, for everybody who thinks they just want to ship the guy off for like a fourth-round pick, which could not be farther from the truth, I think his ultimate value is maybe not the peak level of his play, but it is his ability to play inside and out. And I think from that perspective, if you were to say, I can get Cooper DeJean, or honestly, you take a different...
I don't know if you got, let's say hypothetically, the Browns traded Newsome and drafted Cooper. I don't know. The Browns would obviously know way more about this than I do. Can he play inside?
I know, and I'm like the ultimate Cam Mitchell homer, which is going to age horribly if he has a bad sophomore year. But like that, I think instead of one player, it's more about the pieces of the parts of the guys you're placing with. Because here's the thing. I don't think there are that many guys who can play well on the outside. And you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you drafted Cooper, there's a good chance. I think a good chance that he would compete with MJ for a starting job.
Well, and I think
you would expect that too, because he's going to be a second round pick, a really high pick 35.
And here's the thing,
even if
you take somebody else at 35, but then Cooper falls to 54 and you pick him, or if it's Kool-Aid McKinstry or whatever, and I can't remember where Kool-Aid's supposed to play, and I just called a grown man Kool-Aid. Oh yeah. That to me is the only way it makes sense. But we are, of course, reacting. Mary Kay Cabot saying that it's only a matter of when, not if the Browns will pick up the fifth-year option. I think there could be a little bit of gamesmanship here from Mary Kay, but from the Browns putting this report when it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.